Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. This show is all about life transformations and our journey from where we were to why we are doing what we are doing today. We will discuss the hiccups, the roller coasters, and the blood, sweat, and tears that has been poured out while discovering our purpose. It is all about our transformations. Here is your host, Sean Douglas.
Hey, welcome, my friends, to another episode of Life Transformation Radio. I am your host, Master Resilience Implementer, TEDx speaker, performance enhancement expert, and author, Sean Douglas. This show is currently heard in over 48 countries, such as the U.S., India, Canada, France, Australia, Panama, the U.K., Ireland, Norway, Sweden, Japan, Malaysia. It's all over the place, so thank you to those who are listening to the show from around the world. Life Transformation Radio is all about our transformation. Here is where we tell the stories of why we're doing what we're doing. We highlight that transformational moment that changed our lives and how we use these to help transform others and elevate their lives as well. Now, you can listen to us every Wednesday live, first and third Fridays at 5:30 p.m. Eastern. So we are live every single Wednesday right here on Blog Talk Radio. We are live on the first and third Fridays at 5:30 p.m. Eastern as well. Now, Tuesdays and Thursdays, I host book launches, product launches, event launches. Something that someone is doing amazing in the world is highlighted on those 2 days. So if you know somebody, send me an email, Sean, S-E-A-N, Sean, at TheSuccessCorps, TheSuccessCorps.com. You can follow us on Facebook at Life Transformation Radio and join our community, Life Transformation Radio Community. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, Player FM, TuneIn, or Google Play Music app. You can subscribe, rate and review the show. Let us know how you're doing. You can subscribe anywhere you feel comfortable. My guest today is going to blow your mind. My guest is impactful, amazing, motivational, inspirational. He has it all. And so if you have any questions for my guest, you can call in on the live show at 657-383-1109. Again, the number is 657-383-1109. So everyone, please help me welcome to the show, Jeremy Winger. What is up, my friend?
How's it going, brother?
I'm doing well. So, I hate to, like, butcher people's names, man. It is like, Winger, right?
Yeah, you actually got it right.
That's what I'm saying, man. That's what I'm saying. So, how you doing, man? How's today? It's May 30th at 5:32 p.m. on my end. What's happening, man? What's going on in 2018?
Man, so 2018 has been an absolute rocket ship, and it's just been humbling. And it's just because of the response of when saying yes to something that has been really just roaring in the inside of my heart for a long time and just waiting for the right time and just to see the rate things are growing and the rate that that things are just being able to reach to the depths of people's hearts has just been tremendous.
Dude, I love it, man. I love it. In 2018, I've lived my life every day by saying yes and figuring it out. But that's my whole 2018 mission. You know, in 2016, I started this thing where, like, every year I'm gonna think of something. It's gonna be, you know, whatever. So, you know, 2016 was becoming inspired. 2017 was my breakout year. This is the breakout year. You know, and that's the year. And last year I got my TED Talk, you know, which was amazing breakout, right?
Hey, congratulations on that.
Oh, thanks, man. 2018, this is my transformational year. Like, this is the year that everything, my business, my life, you know, relationship, everything about it, my money, everything just transforms, right? I mean, it's just, you know, you've been doing this for you know, however long, however many years, whatever, and everything is just starting to transform into what you want it to transform into, you know, and become what you've manifested it to be. So, yeah, this is my transformational year. So it's been really great.
Incredible.
If you're ready to do this thing, man, let's do it.
Locked and loaded, man. Let's do it.
Sweet. So this episode is titled A Legacy-Driven Life with Jeremy Winger. Jeremy has retained an entire decade of freedom at 25 years old from suicide and drug addiction. Surviving his father's murder at 18 years old, Jeremy forgave his killer and has helped countless with the message of forgiveness. Jeremy is the creator of Legacy-Driven Life and SurvivorsCode.com to arm people with a mental and emotional fortitude to handle the impossible of life. He's been featured on iHeartRadio, Sustainable Success Radio via Voice America, No Quit Living Podcast, and many, many other media outlets, podcasts. He's been everywhere. There's been no better time than now to equip companies with forgiveness from an individual perspective to enhance a business culture, decrease employee turnover time, and explode overall production from a place of what he calls soul wholeness. Now, you can contact him on facebook.com/Jeremy R, and his last name is spelled WENGER. You can look up the Facebook page, Legacy Driven Life page, and he's on LinkedIn. First name, last name, Jeremy Winger. Look him up on LinkedIn. The guy is not hard to find. Look him up, connect with the guy, and get your soul wholeness. So I got to ask you, man, what is your big why for what you do? Man, you're crushing it. Just reading that, I'm getting chills. What is your big why for what you do?
The one thing that turned my life around is today's actually May 7th, earlier this month, that marked 10 years of when I contemplated suicide. And all the way up to that point in my life, I never felt like anybody believed in me. My mother sacrificed a lot for me. And it took me a while to realize that because of the things that I believed from my father, but from my dad. But one of the things that when I thought everyone turned their back on me, it was that person who came and just said, I believe in you. And just, and actually it was the example is what changed me around, but it's also my faith in Jesus Christ. That is the number one. Those are the number two things that truly combine together, is that my goal is to just help people understand that someone believes in them and to be the person that I had 10 years ago, because there's about 124 people a day successfully commit suicide that did not have that.
Yeah.
And that's lowballing it.
Yeah. Yeah, man. You know, what's ironic is that 10 years ago, December 24th, I tried to take my life. 2008.
Wow.
December 24th.
We were too far apart.
So, 10 years for me too, man. And I kind of didn't know how I would feel, you know, this year. I didn't know, you know. I'm like, geez, 10 years
surreal.
Ago. Yeah, man. Like, how different is our, like, both of us, right? I mean, how different is our life 10 years later?
I honestly would not have, I never even thought of this, like, this world or realm was even possible. I never even thought that this playing field of mindset was even available to, like, people like me, like, even thinking this way.
Yep.
And because I value a sharp mind, and I have to stay on guard at all times. Like, just because it's the way I'm made. You know, a lot of people get irritated or impatient with that because of, like, have the maintenance that goes on that you have to maintain your thought life. And man, it was just, it taught me that even then that you have all these challenges, like these, I guess you would call them, like, you just call them, like, mental showers instead of brain farts, you know, mental showers. And so to maintain your thoughts, but in a way that those are also, that also is an illustration of your power as well. If you have a lot of stuff rushing through your mind, there's a reason for it. And that means you can keep up with it, to have those boundaries. And so it was just, man, it's been nuts.
It's been incredible, right?
Just to even be able to get a hold on that and to understand that has been, like, extremely worth it for the past 10 years. And it's been insane. Like, it's just been breathless to even to even have mental clarity, mental sanity is a gift. It really is.
Yep. Yeah, man. Absolutely. You know, I keep thinking, I'm like, man, you know, when you said, I didn't think it was available. I didn't like, I'll tell you what, man, like I used to say, I'm like, well, this is all I'm good for. Like I've peaked.
Yeah.
This is all I'm ever going to be. You know, there's nothing else for me. I'm not worthy. I'm not good enough. I'm not, you know what I mean? Like, it's just,
yeah.
I cannot believe that people now, I don't know how people can even think any different.
It slaps me in the face every time because of how simple it is too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And
it's just decisions, decisions you make.
Man, you're not kidding. You are not lying. Just being decisive on something and improvising.
Yep.
Like,
yeah, absolutely, man. I heard something the other day that said that most businesses fail. Like, they looked at, like, most businesses fail, like, 80%, you know, whatever. Like, most businesses fail because of inaction. Or because they have contradicting information that they've read on the internet. Like most businesses. I wonder how most people. I wonder if they look at people, like how many people fail a year? Anything, fail a test, fail like whatever, because they're decisive. Like we were always told in school, like don't erase your answer, just stick with that answer because mostly it's right, you know. And then you come to find out, you change some answers. You're like, dang it, I freaking had it. Like I freaking had it, you know. Because you changed your answer. You were indecisive. You know? I would much rather fail moving forward. Right? What's that?
I said, that just comes from self-doubt. And you're absolutely right. Yeah. I'd rather do something and deal with it than have the regret.
I'd rather move forward and fail than not take action because of, like, I didn't decide to. You know what I mean? I was just stuck.
Right.
That would suck.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man. So I love the why, love what you're doing, absolutely love what you're doing. So tell me, because this is what the show's about, right? And this is where we kind of get into deep waters and, you know, you never know where it's going to go. What is a transformational moment that literally changed your life and put you on the path to what you're doing right now?
There's a lot. I would say, golly, you know, there's a lot of them, but I want to pay respect to somebody because his name is Mr. Davis. And him and my mom, there was 2 months of back about 10 years ago that when I had got arrested, when I was arrested that night, that's the night that I contemplated May 6, 2008. That from May 6th all the way over to 1 a.m. on May 7th is the night that I contemplated suicide because I felt like a loser and I felt like I was never actually going to do anything besides fail. And I had such a wrong relationship with failure. And it was a... it was where where someone demonstrated to like the guy, his name was Anthony, who came and spoke to me that night and just had a good sit down talk with me and just breathed life into me. And that's when I went to the courthouse and they gave me an option of going to inpatient 12-step program in Mobile, Alabama, or doing the outpatient Bradford program there in Huntsville. And I thought about my mom. And all the sacrifice. She was a single parent raising 3 kids. I'm the oldest. And they were to have driven. She would have had been driven me back and forth twice a day, 3 times a week. That were on top of making sure that my brother and sister were taken care of. Or I can just get the heck out of Dodge and go down to Mobile. And I just had peace about that. I just knew that that was where I needed to go. So they... that's what they ended up giving me the option of. A month later, I was in the Neves Davis Center, the detention center there in Huntsville. And that's where a month later, I ended up going down to the program down on Mobile off of New Man Road, ironically enough. And not even kidding. And it's off of Newman Road right down there in Mobile, Alabama, and it was just insane.
So
I I ended up meeting Mr. Davis. I mean, dude was a light-skinned dude. Jerry still had a Jerry curl. And I'm like, this is 10 years ago, not 30 years ago. And I love him. And he's just like, talked to the raspy voice, has still had a gold tooth. I mean, just like, hey, man. And and he was the most incredible man that he was my counselor, ended up being there. I mean, dude was crack a joke and not even miss a beat. And I mean, it was just awesome. You didn't even see it coming either. Just life inside the face. And you're like, wow, that's okay. And you just enjoyed the experience and moved on. And it was something where he took the transformation from the heart and stacking those all three on together, that when over those couple months, I would say over the span of 4 months, I went in, I was dedicated. I decided to do something. I made a commitment throughout these 4 months that I would never give up no matter who or what came against me. And it still holds true to this day. No matter what crap happens, I find a way to make it work. And and that's where over those 4 months I went into rehab and remember that I got arrested months later, was given that choice. Then a month later after that went into down to Mobile. That's when I met Mr. Davis. About 7 weeks after that, I left and went out on the job site, called, went on the job site, went back working with my dad. And that's when I first time I ever stood up to my dad. And he came about an inch from punching me in the face because I wouldn't do something he told me to do. And he never did it again. Wow. And it was one of those things that I called Mr. Davis about 3 months after that happened. And he didn't work there anymore. And I thought, what the heck? And he told me the story. He said, Jeremy, I actually, a month earlier, God told me to go take that job. And I dated it, and it was within days of when I made that decision to go down to Mobile.
Huh.
And then a month later, he said he was done. If that man would not have been there.
So he just randomly left?
He just, it wasn't random. He just said he felt like he didn't need to be there anymore. He felt like what he needed to do there, because he had another business too. He went and got the job because he felt like something needed to be done there. He felt like a mission needed to be accomplished. Like, I kid you not. And I'm just like, are you freaking kidding me? And he said, I mean, the dude does really well. He's not hurting for anything. And I'm just like, are you like, what? Mind blown. And I remember what he taught me, how to follow that instinct. And didn't even know it. Like, that was what he was teaching me to follow. That when I was in that rehab, and that's the same instinct that actually I followed to go see my dad the week before. I got the phone call about my dad. And being able to restore the relationship. But it all happened, it set a seed in those 4 months. All those things stacking together because me sending out to my dad facilitated a healthy relationship that he couldn't push me around anymore. And he eventually respected me as a man. And it was awesome.
That's awesome. How long did you guys have like with that?
It was about 2 years.
Relationship. About 2 years?
Yeah, it was about,
Man. Well, that's what it's all about. I mean, you know, you're restoring relationships and then you're with each other. You know what I mean? Repairing, everything needs to be repaired, you know, whatever. And I just believe that everything happens for a reason. There's no coincidences. There's no circumstances. There's like everything is just a divine plan. Everything is God's plan. Everything. You know what I mean? You're right where you're supposed to be in life, even right here on the show. You're right where you need to be at the perfect moment, at the perfect time, because somebody might be listening to the show and you transform their life. And you may never meet that person, but you never know.
That's fine with me.
Perfect.
As long as someone is able to grasp something or catch something.
Yeah.
If it's something I'm not even thinking, it's how it's being said. I'm glad as
yeah.
my day's mission is accomplished.
Sure. So you spent 2 years, right? And then tragedy happens. Are you comfortable sharing any of that?
Yeah, I'm fine.
So
it is,
tragedy happens.
Go ahead. You get the phone call. Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm just setting the stage. So tragedy happens. And, you know, what were you doing? What were you, just in a normal day, I'm assuming?
We were halfway actually on the way to our family reunion. We were actually going to Iowa for our annual get together and stopped in Illinois at a halfway point and had woken up to a phone call from my grandma. And I thought it was really odd that she was calling me. I'm like, I hung up. I figured I'd see her in a couple hours anyway. So I love her, but you woke me up. Click. And it's just, yeah, I'm just not a morning person at times. I'm like, I love you, grandma, but
all right.
And so when she called again, I was just like, golly, grandma, chill. I'm gonna try to go back to sleep, at least get like 30 minutes or an hour more of sleep, and then call her back, right. But wasn't able to. But because my mom actually got a phone call and she screamed and ran out of the room, and it goes right over my head. I'm just like, awkward, or try to go back to sleep. And that's when I couldn't go back to sleep, got dressed, went down to the Continental Breakfast, blase, and was able to listen to the voicemail that my grandma left me. And that's when she told me that my dad had been shot. And that they found him in a certain condition that's not, was the standards were not there for an amateur. And so it was a direct hit, and they I haven't been able to meet the guy yet, but one of the things is that when I got that phone call, I reflected back about 9 months. I mean, it was all this happened in a split second, what I'm about to share.
Mm-hmm.
And within literally, it was 9 months prior to even going to see my dad a week ago that time. And this is on a Monday. I saw him on it past Thursday. And that's when I was just like, I remember being in church and God telling me that something unexpected was going to happen. And I was like, what are you talking about? And I didn't get any really details or anything, but I just brushed it off. I'm like, okay, whatever. But I knew inside of me that there was something driving me to even more to go and spend time with my dad. Just more, I don't know what it was. It was something that, but my dad had been involved in so many different extracurricular activities that that it comes down to the lifestyle that he was living. But he was just in a prostitute, drugs and guns, man. And it was just, he wasn't making smart decisions.
Oh, wow.
That's partially the reason why I didn't really tell my mom about the abuse that I was going through growing up as a kid, because that's what distracted me. When it came down to it, he made a series of decisions that I was able to impact him from a distance. Because you can love people with a 10-foot pole, just keep it between you two and just don't whack him with it or hit him with it.
Sure.
Just like, just poke him, leave him alone. But that's from a distance. He was able to see an example. And there was things that were being drawn out and changed. You could see in his lifestyle. I mean, most people from afar off could see it. He just rubbed some people the wrong way. But when I got that call, I just, everything made sense. And I had closure. I wasn't sad because I felt safe.
Mm.
And I felt grounded because I poured my heart out. And did I lost count of how many times I cussed my dad out. I'm not even going to lie. Like, it was, whew. Like, if you, like, put it, like, a 90-second clip together, and you can probably, like, make it full-on, you know, dang it, what are those, a telegraph, whatever it is?
Yeah, yeah.
But anyways, it was, it was to the point where I remember all of that, and it kept me grounded. All that happened within that split second of flashback, me just going through all of that, and I had peace. And wow. I remember, I mean, there's a lot of things that to fill in the gaps, but I mean, a lot of supernatural cool stuff that happened to fill in the gaps. But when I was able to, like, because I actually went up to my grandmother's house and grandma's house, and it actually was supposed to stay in my dad's room that he grew up in. And that made it harder. And was able to spend time in prayer, was able to spend time in worship, and just to soak in the presence of God and the goodness of God, and was able to, that was the foundation to it. But I mean, I journaled, I called my friends, the people who would listen to me, not try, that would love me and not fix me. And yep. just as a support, I mean, even though I was in prayer and stuff, like, these emotions came and I felt so hollow and empty that you cannot yell in the pillow that loud enough to try and, like, because, like, be respectful of everyone in the house. And man, it was rough, but it was, I got through it. It was possible, and ended up being able to stand up at the funeral and just share the story of how the restoration story. And right then and there, I like, that's something that in prayer, I knew in my heart that I was supposed to share the story right from the get go. That, that now it was just like forwarding it over the next 6 years. I mean, I was involved with different businesses, did really well. I was overseas as a missionary for a year, and then moved up to Nashville. And I mean, it was just that lingering thought. And was just waiting. I knew it was in my heart, but I was just waiting for the right time. And right. to be yep. able to talk to the person who, when they found the guy, I mean, I actually, yeah, it was just, I had to let the police do their job. Let's just say that.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially with the lifestyle that he was living. So did they catch, convict, like, the whole process, like all that?
They found him back in 2016, and right now he's going through the grand jury process.
Oh, wow. Still 2 years later. Mm-hmm. Man,
but
I don't know.
Meantime,
I mean, yeah.
No, I was just going to say, in the meantime, man, this has been being able to, on this journey, I feel like I've jumped off a cliff and I'm just in free flight and having a blast. And on the journey to meet this guy face to face and just tell him that I've wiped his slate completely clean and I am fine with him. Like, I don't have any bitterness or any vengeance harbored inside of me. It wouldn't do me any good. And it would just siphon and it would break down so many different areas of my life, siphon energy from everything and just make you just brittle. And so now it's just on the journey of being able to absolutely just pour my heart out to people and just to share with them what I've come through, but in a way that is able to now pour back into them to where they can get grounding and closure themselves, even if they're in the midst of waiting. And it's just been a wild ride.
Yeah, it sounds like it. It sounds like it. So you go through this transformational moment with Mr. Davis, coming back, talking to your father, and then tragedy happens. I mean, where do you go from there? I mean, do you regress back into addiction and suicide, or did that have anything to do with, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, some people would be like, oh my gosh, my life again, like, I can't get anywhere. And like, I thought I was doing good. I mean, that would be most people's thoughts, I would think. But I mean, how did you keep moving forward, even though, you know, because you talk about the mental and emotional fortitude to handle like the impossibles of life, right? I mean, how did you move forward?
It's just been a series of mentors and father figures in my life. Yeah, it's of course my relationship with God, but when it comes to the people who played cornerstones in my life, like, when my dad passed away, I mean, he had a tree company for 18 years, and that's when I mean, that's where I got my start in business. And people are oh, I mean, they would ask me nonstop saying, Jeremy, are you going to take over his business or whatever? Because, I mean, I did everything in this company from HR. I did HR with this company when I was 13 years old. Didn't even know what it was, but that's what I was doing. Everything with that, with grunt nice. Work. Because these 45-year-old kids couldn't talk to each other, man. Like, what? Right. And so, but anyways, it ended up happening because of just different things that were going on. But ended up doing that with client sales, all the grunt work, of course, operating the heavy equipment. I mean, I was operating a T-130 Bobcat at 14, and so it was my go-kart. And so it was a big old Bobcat. But doing all the stuff with the business, they asked me if I was going to take it over, but he was in so much debt that there was no point. And that's when I just always been an entrepreneur at heart. I mean, I was selling tools in Starburst in middle school and doing things with yard work and stuff. And where everything happened, I ended up using some of my friend's equipment with my dad's equipment and started up my own lawn care thing. And eventually, because of my background and knowing social media and, you know, and at that right. point, I mean, honestly, I knew how to talk to people. And I was like, hey, it works. And so that's when I took my skills with being able to connect with people and just knowing just social media itself became an equity partner in a 13-year-old landscaping company. And
that's awesome.
At 18 years old. Yeah. And it was really cool because did their entire rebranding of social media. Well, their whole brand, their business categories and their services, which would make the most money, which is like the most efficient.
Yep.
And we just X-nay 86 some services out, focused on the good ones, did over a quarter million in 9 months. And it was awesome. And I mean, it was an incredible time to be able to go into that. But then immediately I went right overseas to be a missionary. I was over there for in South America for a year.
Wow. And, you went to South America?
Yeah. Yeah.
How was that?
Down there oh gosh, I'm going back. I'm probably going to move to Panama, the Panama Canal. I'm not even going to lie.
Really?
Yeah, man. I love it down there.
That's cool. I mean, you don't really hear that, like, oh, man, South America. Oh, man, like, it's so bad. You're like, really? Are you sure? Like, South America? Really?
Yeah.
You
know it's,
but, like, you never know, though, right? Like, you never know.
What?
I should say, like, you. I mean, there's some people, like, I know people that have gone into Belize as, like, a missionary to Belize, mm-hmm. you know, and I think it's, like, right near Guatemala or something like that. And they're like, oh my God, it's so amazing. We're doing God's work. It's so incredible. It's so incredible. And I'm just like, really? Belize? Really? You know, like, you know, when I think of like, I went to Italy. You know what I mean? I went to Sweden, you know, like, I went to Austria.
Yeah.
I'm like, yes, that's awesome. And they'd be like, yeah, I went to,
oh, we didn't look like that.
Malaysia or something. I'm
like
really? You wouldn't think, that it was awesome.
Right. No, it was fantastic. I mean, we were in Barranquilla, which is about 30 minutes from the ocean. And we definitely, we definitely treat ourselves well. I mean, there are some people that have it in their heart to test their limits. More power to them, but not me. Like, I'm down there. I'm living comfortable. Like, I want to be able to have the emotion. Like, God didn't tell me to do that. So they can do it. More power to them. That's cool.
Right.
But for me, I mean, we were living in a nice suite. It was good. But it was, it had its just challenges with the weather and other stuff and the culture. But I mean, just like anything else. And, you know, but did we need to live in a dirt hut to learn humility? No. I appreciate the offer, but nah. I'm probably gonna step on some toes, but who cares?
you know, it'd be cool though. Like, let's be a dirt hut, man. Like, I don't know how I'd feel about this saying this, but like, I like to just go, you know, like a couple days in like the Amazon. You know what I mean? Like, just be surrounded
yeah.
by like true nature, like where
yeah,
everything
year,
can kill you. Like bugs and like everything can kill you. Flowers, you know what I mean? Like, spend like 4 days, right? Like, okay, get my missionary on. And like, if you're gonna go anywhere, you know what I mean? Like, go somewhere that like everything can kill you. And then you learn a little bit about yourself.
Well, thing is, like, a lot of people hear missionary, they hear sacrifice. It's like, how much can you really sacrifice, you know, to actually right. get your fix? You know, it's just like...
You are, like, in the Amazon, surrounded by everything that could... Like, you're the lowest possible life form
dude,
on the
just
food
go
chain.
To Antarctica.
Ants will carry you away.
Fuck that. Just go to Antarctica, go skinny dipping in the Antarctica, see how many minutes you last.
Oh, like, Jesus. Right? Awesome. So changing gears, man. So tell everybody, like, you know, so what you do, you know, because that transformational moment pushes you into now, you know, why right. legacy driven life? Why are you doing the things that you do now with Survivor's Code and, you know, you're on podcasts and everything, you know, tell everybody what you do and you know, what you're doing today.
Yeah. The biggest thing is when it comes to legacy driven life, being able to just raise the awareness right now. And to help people understand the purpose and where forgiveness plays a part, even if they're not aware of it. Because forgiveness plays a part in our lives like water does our bodies. And sometimes we're not even aware that, you know, drinking a lot of water will actually help you compared to all the energy drinks that you're drinking. And, you know, it's just kind of like a common sense thing. But sometimes we just overlook it or overcomplicate things. So the goal is to unravel all of this, unravel the mystery of forgiveness, and then be able to translate it into practical daily disciplines. And when it comes down to the disciplines, be able to give people systems in place of that. And so when it comes to the Survivor Code, that's the course that's going to be coming out here soon. And it's been to the point where being able to take the understanding of what it's like for somebody who's gone through it and knows the freedom and lives in the freedom to be able to bring that to somebody. It's made by the people and for the people for a reason. And because there are other people that are coming together and being able to unite on this. And so it's like, when it comes to the Survivor Code, when it comes to legacy driven life, that is something that I want to be able to not just put in another automation in place, which they do have their practicalities to it, but an automation or a streamlining process for someone's business is going to become a burden if there's no joy.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
when
yep.
there's no joy, how in the heck? It's like, that's the oil in the engine. That's the lifeblood. But that's where forgiveness facilitates that, because it brings understanding. It wraps the things around, wraps your mind around the things that really need to be understood, but also some of the things that need to play out, and understand sometimes it's not your fault. You know, things happen.
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, I think that emotional intelligence and forgiveness and, you know, acknowledging that, you know, I cannot control everything and nothing
right.
like not everything has to be my fault. Yeah, you know, I love that you just said that, because I literally got to do a conversation with somebody. I'm like, dude, it's not all about you. It's
yeah.
just not. And I don't mean that it's not all about you. Like, when you're on stage speaking, you know, quit freaking telling the crowd about how freaking awesome you are. Like, talk about them. You know what I mean? It's not all about you. But I also mean that you don't always have to be sorry. You don't always have to think that you mess everything up, or you always have to be saying, like, you know, like, they did me wrong, and I'm the victim, and I'm the, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not always about you, you know? So when you forgive
right.
people, it's like you take back that power. Like, I mean, I'm married for 10 years, and there's still some times where I think back, you know, like, we'll be talking about memories and different things. Like, there's things that I'm like, man, I really said something stupid that day, or, man, this one girl that I was seeing at the time, you know, she really broke my heart. You know, it was like, that doesn't even matter. Like, why? I mean, the thoughts are going to come, but accept them, acknowledge them, and move on. You know, like,
yeah,
to be stuck on stuff like that, right? To be stuck on stuff like that is just, it's pointless anymore. Because any worry that you give it and any energy is not going to change the fact of how you feel or what happened.
You know, it's interesting, because forgiveness can either turn your imagination into reality or fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're able to let go of the history, disconnect it from who you are, and understand it's what you did is based on what you knew at the time, because you had to be decisive. I mean, time wasn't waiting, so you had to do something. And like, it's honestly counterintuitive, because the what you focus on is what your energy goes to, and it's proven. And it's, I mean, not only is it scientifically proven, but it's also biblically written that what you think is exactly what you become. And it's insane to think that when you're our words, even in our jokes, you know, we talk about, you know, joking doesn't matter, but then we talk about the affirmations. Yeah, okay. Like, give me a break. Like, we talk about the different stuff that are our words that don't have any power, but we just, like, we completely glaze over our conversations with people. It's not talking about being the confession police, but it's talking about being real and saying, like, man, you know, and not being afraid of your emotions. Let those things out. Hey, don't bottle them up. But also, when you say something with a but at the end of it, it completely null and voids it. So just put the negative on the front of it.
Yep.
Reverse it.
Yep.
I'll do a Shawn Michaels.
Exactly.
I'll just freaking.
You said that, I was like, boom, yep. But people stay there, man. They plant their mailbox, and they just say, you know, this is my lot in life. This is all I'm good for. That's it.
Yeah.
This is where I stay.
That's when you don't lose clues.
Yep. Dude, nailed it. I love it. So, Life Transformation Radio listeners, if you're listening, the lines are open. My team is standing by. If you have any questions for Jeremy, the number is 657-383-1109. Again, the number is 657-383-1109. Would love to get your thoughts and any questions. My team is standing by to feed out any of the trolls that want to pop in and try to get on the show and say stupid stuff. I was going to love those guys.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, you know, you mentioned a couple of people earlier, like Mr. Davis and a couple other people. Who are your biggest influencers? Either, you know, any point in time.
Man, of course, you know, Jesus Christ is going to be number one. But when it comes to everyday examples, John Maxwell is huge. John Maxwell, Eric Thomas. Eric Thomas, man, that dude's like a freaking lion when he talks. Like, it's ridiculous. Man, like, he roars every time he talks, man. I love it.
Yeah.
And there's this new guy that I found, actually, and I'll have to get his name, but just somebody who I came across, but then you've got, oh my gosh. I mean, dude, I got to give a shout out to Colby K, man. And I do have to give a shout out.
Oh, dude, I was just speaking with him on stage.
Him and Dom Fossett are some people that I'm connected with personally, and those two guys are freaking rock stars. Like,
are you going to melt down in the desert?
That's kind of the idea. That's what I'm planning on.
I wish I could, man. I got some military duties that are going to preclude me from going. And I'm also speaking at an event literally like the day before, and between speaking and traveling and everything else. Huh?
I just felt an airplane. It's fun. Or a helicopter.
Oh, I know. Right? So I'd be literally traveling. Like I would be speaking like the first day I'd be speaking, and then I'd be traveling to make like the second, like it'd just be a lot. I've got some military stuff going on around the same time, but yeah, man, I spoke in St. George, Utah, as one of the main stage speakers, keynote speaker with Colby. He was like the ending speaker. He did like two of them. He did like a breakout session and, you know, closed it out.
What was the name of that one? It started with a C, didn't it?
No, it was the Outliers podcast festival.
Outlier, that's what it was.
Yeah, Ever Gonzalez is the organizer for that event, and they're doing one in LA like September, October, something like that. It was a great event. Great event. My buddy Jeremy Slate and I, he owns the Commander brand. Dude, that's my dude, it's my boy. We're
talking
like all the time.
A half ago.
Jeremy's awesome. Yeah, so he flew in and we met in Vegas, and then we rented a car and drove from Vegas to St. George. Literally, it's $400 cheaper to do it that way rather than just a flight into St. George. It's freaking crazy. And so Jeremy Slate and I and Colby and Tyler Harris and a bunch of other freaking amazing people. We're all there, man.
I haven't had the chance to talk with Tyler much yet, but I plan on it.
Dude's awesome. Yeah, those are definitely influences for me. Definitely. Colby. Dude, when that guy comes up to you and says, "You did an amazing job, dude. Loved your talk." I'm like, "Oh, my life's complete." He thinks I'm talking about him.
Man, Colby's a servant, man.
Colby, that's his heart.
Talk
is awesome. You know what I mean?
Dude.
That's the greatest affirmation, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, he's awesome. Definitely got a servant's heart, man, that's what I love and respect about him.
Huge. Yeah, huge, man. So where are you headed now, man? Any new adventures, businesses, family? What's the rest of 2018 look like for you?
Well, you know, it's kind of on the back end of stuff. It's kind of what we were talking about earlier is that, you know, there's the agency back end of some stuff when it comes to artificial intelligence. Taking everything from the background when it comes to understanding people, I thought to myself, I was like, one of the biggest things that people don't keep their New Year's resolutions is because of accountability, right? And also thought to myself,
number one, yeah. I'd say number one.
Yeah. At least one of the top 10.
There's studies done on this.
Yeah. And that's the thing, too, is the same parallel when it comes to business owners. The reason why they don't keep their New Year's resolution, like the new year of their resolution, consistently is because sometimes they don't have systems in place, but also they just don't know what to really establish. And so that's where the artificial intelligence comes into play. And to be able to help them when it comes to chatbots and understanding people and creating a really nice experience for the front end growth and the evolution of their customers. So it's been great. Family's been growing, like just with brother and sister, you know, there's no kids or anything. So, but just been great friends. Been making incredible friends across the board, across the nation, across the world. And I'm going out to an event in Vegas probably in September or so. I've nailed down the dates for it. I'm going out there to speak. But yeah, that and some other events in the meantime. And so I have some bigger projects when it comes down to, and it's exciting. It's just being able to not only to be able to heal broken hearts, but also to bring the systems in place to be able to sustain it is key.
Right. Yeah, man. So, so I've built three businesses while serving on active duty military orders. And, I got 3 years to go before I exit the military with a full year, 20-year career. Been speaking, for many years. I was a drill instructor from 09 to 13, and then 2014 became a master resilience trainer for the Air Force. 2015,
incredible.
Started my professional speaking career. So I've been doing it for 3 years. I'm booked at, 35 to 5,500 religiously. Been booked for 8K, for a speech. Why would I work with you if somebody, if I'm an entrepreneur, a speaker, and a business owner? I mean, what's the draw? I mean, I know what it is, but tell everybody, what's the draw to working with you specifically?
Transparency and communication.
Love it. Love that word, man. Transparency. I love that you don't hold anything back, though. Like, I love that you're like, dude, it's this. And you're not afraid to be like, shut up, it's this.
No BS.
You know what I mean? Like, you're like, dude, shut up. I know it's this, okay? Just stop. And this is why. You know what I mean?
I gotta seriously.
Sometimes there's like some coaches that I meet, and that's why I just like all the Facebook coaches and like all that stuff. I'm just like, golly, man, dude. I literally was at I was at an event.
The post I was making.
Yeah, right, dude. I was at an event a couple of months ago. Like earlier in the year, like right around February, March. I was speaking at an event, crushed it, standing ovation. This guy comes up to me and he's like, dude, I loved your talk. I'm like, oh, it's cool, man. Thanks. He's like, I'd love to get your book on stage. I'm like, yeah, dude, let's do that. He's like, yeah. So I'm a business owner. I help speakers get booked. I'm like, that's awesome. How many speeches have you done? He's like, well, I don't speak. I get people booked. I'm like, oh, how many contracts have you closed? And I start asking him like the business questions. And he's like, well, I just get the stages. I mean, Okay. How old are you? Like, you said like 23 or 24. He was 23 or 24. I was like, dude, explain to me if you've never been booked to speak. If you, like, how do you get me booked? To, yeah. Like, how does that happen? Like
but it's interesting,
I'm booked,
man.
20 to 25 times a year while serving on in the military, full time, active
right.
duty. And I'm still booked 20 to 25 times a year. And this year alone, I've been on like 24, 25 podcasts. Last year was like 450
right.
podcasts I was on. This year, I'm already at like 23, 24 podcasts. Like, how can you, like, scale what I'm already doing? He's like, well,
right.
I mean, I just get you booked. I'm like, you know what? I have a nice day. Like, you know, like, you can't tell, like, you can't, you have no process, no strategies, whatever. Like what
yeah.
is the, but there's all these, like, 21 and 22 year old, like, I'm a business owner. What business do you have?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, this is what I do. No. What business do you have? Like, what do you do? Like, you know
right.
what I'm saying?
What is
oh,
your
man.
Value? Like,
yeah,
what makes
dude,
like, you
what
different,
is your,
dude?
I asked him what his value proposition was. He asked me, what is that?
No.
Yeah, dude, I was like, what's your value proposition? He's like, what do you mean? Like, what do you, first of all, I know for a fact that you're not a Gary Vee fan because that's what all Gary Vee talks about is value proposition. Like, every other word out of his mouth is either value or proposition or value proposition. Right? Like, so you don't watch Gary Vee, so I know you're not, right? You're not being influenced by Gary Vee. I'm like, what is your value proposition? Like, what is it that you bring, right? Like, so what is it that you do more of than anybody else, and how are you different than everybody else? Like, what is your value proposition? He's like, well, I get you booked. Like, that's all he said. I was like, oh, God.
Yeah, it's sad, man. And that's why it's like, I'm 26, man, but it's like, I feel like I've been through my experience of like a 40-year-old somewhat. And, yeah. But it's been kind of, I'm kind of overshooting maybe of a 28-year-old, but one of the things, like, this kid hits me up in a message. I get these all the time too. I'm like, so, like, these are qualifying questions that I have whenever someone wants to connect with me on Facebook. And so, because I'm very particular about that. I mean, if you
right.
want to connect with me
yep.
on LinkedIn to see what sticks, then go for it. You know, but
yep.
when it comes to Facebook, eh. And so, like, I'll ask them, I'll say, hey, man, awesome. Thank you so much for volunteering and wanting to be on my podcast and thinking that you can bring me value. Appreciate that. Well, how do we connect? And
awesome.
All of a sudden he's just like, well, man, you know, in that accent is how he wrote. And he's like, well, man, I found you and just felt like I saw your show and just, man, just wanted to just come on. I feel like I can add on the entrepreneur mindset. I'm like, oh God, you're great. This is getting better. And so I said, awesome. So what's your story? Send it to me in a 60-second time voice note right now. He still hasn't sent it. And so,
oh boy.
And this was last week.
Oh boy.
I was like,
dude, I don't know how many times I get that email. Hey, saw your show. I'd love to be a guest. Let me know if it's of interest. It's not because you didn't tell me anything. Like, or
exactly.
I get a really long pitch. Like, long pitch. Like, geez almighty, dude. If I have to read like a paragraph plus six, like, I'm just, dude, just tell me what I want to know. Like, hey, man, I heard this episode. Like, literally, I speak at podcasting conferences all the time. My whole thing to them, my message to them is, here's what you do. Hey, Jeremy, heard your show. I loved the episode with this person who talked about boom, 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 boom. I loved
yeah.
it so much that I thought that I could be on your show because I, too, can speak about this. But here's my twist. Or I love that the topics of this and I can contribute to your audience by giving this. I have a free PDF. I have a free download. I have a, you know, whatever. I can give to the audience. It's free. I'll give them 5 books. I'll, you know, whatever. Here's what I would do for your audience. If it's any of interest to you, here's my email address, phone number, Facebook, LinkedIn, Snapagram, and InstaChat. Something. Something. Like, right? Like, that's what it should be. Like, love the show, heard an episode.
Right.
Because most people haven't even listened to the show.
Well, man, like, you do more than I do then. I don't even do a quarter of that. I just, honestly, I probably send a paragraph and a half max and, you know, get a little humor in there and connect with them and just ask for, like, just really be able to file it down to like a sentence or two. And if they're interested, then awesome. Let's get on a call, dig down a little bit deeper, brainstorm next. Yeah. And
dude, I leave that no reason to say no. Like I literally hurt this episode and
strokes.
This episode. Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
And so that's how I'm booked on so many podcasts because I leave them no question. Like I've heard your show. This is why I'm a fit for your show. Like, you know, like, because I look at it as if I'm going to have somebody like I had you on the show right today. And there's reasons why, because we already talked. You have an incredible story. Mm-hmm. I love what you're doing. Love your mission. Like I love everything about what's happening. Right. So we have these conversations, and I said, okay, if I want Jeremy to be on my show, what am I looking for? It's these four or five things. Awesome. Let me put that into an email template, and anytime I want to get on a show, let me just email that template out, fill in the blanks, and boom, I'm good to go. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
But people don't even do that. They're just like, because my next question is, have you heard my show? No. Then how do you know you're even fit for it? If you've never heard an episode, how do you even know? You know what I'm saying? And then I'll never get a phone call back because they just don't want to listen to the show. How is that?
It's a kicker. Like it happens all the time on LinkedIn. I have people who's like, "Hey, I have a fantastic opportunity for you."
Yep.
And after looking down your profile, think you're a fit. I'm like, "Great. What did you read?" I said, "Fantastic. Like summarize my profile for me. Just want to see if they're actually like just for the kicks and giggles." And I'm just like, "Awesome. That's like, how do you generating leads again?" I don't even entertain their question.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So check this out. So I am literally like looking at your Facebook profile as we speak. Okay. As we speak, I'm looking at your profile. So if I search you, it just says Thrive Global, right? So as I look at your profile, like under your intro, it says The Forgiveness Mechanic, Contagious Speaker, Suicide Survivor Turned Titan, 10 years running. Boom. Founder at Legacy Driven Life. You're single. Like all this stuff, right? Here's what pisses me off, dude. I send a message. Hey, Jeremy, how's it going? Love to connect with you. Jeremy says, hey, man, love to connect with you too, man. What's up? Hi, Jeremy. Hope you're having a great day. What do you do? Mother, it's on the f-ing Facebook page. It's there. It's like exactly what I do. Like, I message them back like thumbs in anger on my phone. Like thumbs are in anger.
And that's the thing. Like for me, I have to go and research you so that way I can frame the conversation properly.
Right, but not a people do that. And I ask them like, what do you mean? What do? It's all through my Facebook page. It sounds like you don't want to talk. No, bro. I'm kind of irritated that you didn't do your research. It literally says, speaker, founder. I offer life transformation skills. I'm a TEDx speaker. My picture is me on the TEDx stage. Like, I don't understand, right? And then on yours, it says Legacy Driven Podcast because, like, Joshua Berglund was on your show. Joshua Berglund is amazing. Yeah. He was on my show. Love Joshua Berglund.
He's awesome.
Him and I spoke on stage in Vegas in January. Dream come true.
Oh,
got
cool.
To speak in Vegas. Dream come true, right? That's where I met Joshua Berglund. Dude is amazing.
That's
I literally have his freaking phone number. Like I can text him anytime. Dude's legit.
Yeah, he's an awesome guy.
I said, oh, you have a podcast? Oh, well, and I didn't say anything that I just said. He's like, oh, I see you have a podcast. Love to be a guest. Like I like get out. Come through this computer and smack you. You know,
it's
like
boy, Bob.
That pisses me off, dude. Pisses me off. I'm like, you can't take 5 minutes and literally read my profile.
Well, it just goes to show who's like who actually takes the time and who values you. Because if they don't, they're just in it for them, and that's not something you want. And that's
absolutely
the biggest thing is that people not being in a desperate mindset or just in a desperate state of mind. Is that when you're not in that, you choose. And the quality is higher. And who cares about the quantity at times, man? You can make so much great content out of a good quality interview that would surpass. I mean, why have 100 pennies when you can have one $100 bill? Just kidding. See, mm-hmm. I want to see if you actually caught that. But, that's kind of my thinking is like, would I rather have 100 pennies or one single $100 bill? What do you think the answer is going to be? Like, in other words, the other question is like, would you have a dollar or $100? You know, it's like, duh. And so, but when it goes down to being people like grabbing at straws, they're dealing with 100 pennies, not one single dollar bill. Because you have all these idiotic, stupid things that are going on. Yeah, it's stupid. You know,
yeah, they're playing small. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say that when you're focused on the experience for someone, like for me, numbers help me sell. Like I don't like if the numbers don't make sense, then it doesn't make sense. Like there's no point. You know, and it's all about creating a good experience for someone and helping them actually on that'll actually solve their issue instead of you just trying to get something around. Because you can only do that for so long, you know? And it does catch up.
Absolutely, man. So, dude, this is the point of the show as we close. Shameless plug moment. You can plug a friend, quote, websites, Facebook, products, give a shout out, whatever you want. This is your moment to shamelessly plug. Go.
Man, if anybody wants to go and... You know, when it comes down to talking about all these different things, I want people to get involved. They can go to legacydriven.life. And we've put together some things that are for people. The pre-registration is part of it for the course that has been actually kind of running behind, but we're getting it out. And when it comes down to helping them under their heart issues, man, it's something that I want people to understand that it's possible, that they can. And if that's not something that for that side of it, if they want to need something that's in their business for their systems, let's talk about automation, artificial intelligence. That way they can actually get to that point to breathe and to be able to take that moment back. And because when you make time, it makes time for that too. And so both have a dual place in that. And so that's where we can go and get connected to legacydriven.life for that, but also the chatbot.social. And they can go there and get connected. We're revamping some of the stuff for the chatbot side of it, but it's for the practical side of it, but also the emotional side. They both play a part. Both are very important. But when it comes down to it, you have to have boundaries, personal boundaries in your soul, but also systems in your business to facilitate the growth for each.
Yep. I love it, dude. Love your mission. Love what you do. And, you know, I just hope that the rest of 2018 is the best ever. So as we wrap up, can you deliver your best nugget of knowledge that will motivate, transcend, and inspire someone to take action?
124. 124 is the number of people that is an extreme low ball that successfully kill themselves every day. You multiply that by 5, and those are the people that attempt that are not successful. Mm-hmm. Right over 6,000 people a day. And, oh, sorry. I mean, just doing the math. There's my math's way off on that, but anyways, there's a there's a lot of people that attempt suicide daily. There's about 6,200 people that try it every single day. When it comes down to being able to make a difference in the people's lives, it doesn't matter about the bigger vision right now. That'll be achieved. But just the person in front of you is what's going to make the difference. It's an old cliche saying that to the world, you may just be one person, but to one person, you may be the world. And just think about that metaphor, what it illustrates.
Right.
And what it really takes. And if what you're doing right now is keeping you from the time to be able to do that, make that adjustment, because there are lives that could truly be at stake.
Boom. You never know what people are battling with. You never know what people are struggling with.
No.
You just never know.
I totally love it. Butchered that math, by the way.
It's 620. Yeah, 620 people. Yeah. So, dude, man, thank you so much for coming on the show. Love what you're doing. Love the podcast and the guests that you've had on there. Dude, it's raw. It's real. It's authentic. It's transparent. Love the conversations that you have on there. Dude, thank you so much for coming on the show, man. I really appreciate your time.
Hey, dude, I I just appreciate our friendship, man. I'm excited for the things that are about to happen for you 2018 and just seeing the explosive things that we can do together, man. I'm pumped.
Dude, absolutely, man. I see, like, great, great things happening for you and I, man. You know, I've always said, you know, when you are fully transparent and fully stepping into what is created for you, man, the doors are swinging open that nobody can close. So
that's the truth.
So yeah, man, like I said, thank you for being on the show. Amazing content, amazing guest. Just really appreciate it.
Oh man, you're an incredible host. I appreciate the opportunity.
Nice, man. So Life Transformation Radio listeners, another amazing guest, another impactful episode. If anything that Jeremy has talked about today has resonated with you, find him on Facebook. Go to the Legacy Driven Life page. Go to survivorscode.com, legacydriven.life. Find him on LinkedIn. He is not hard to find. He is as real as it gets. The dude is legit. Get a hold of him. Contact him. He's going to take you to the next level in your legacy-driven life. As we close, I always say, live your brand. Find opportunities every day to live out the values that you hold deep in your heart. And I call that living your brand. Subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, Player FM, TuneIn, and the Google Play Music app. Please leave us a review. Let us know how we did today. And until next episode, have a great night.